Joining us on the phone now is Butch Deshaw of Grand Portage. And Butch was one of four veterans who participated in the latest Honor Flight, a trip to Washington, D.C. Thanks for talking to us today, Butch.
Okay, great.
So first, tell me a little bit about, I've seen you at numerous veteran events in Grand Portage and throughout the community, but where did you serve? What branch and where did you serve?
Well, I was, first of all, I was in Germany for a while, and then I got sent over to Vietnam in 1966, and I was there till June of 67 in Vietnam.
I'm sure Germany was a pleasant experience. Well, I hope Germany was a pleasant experience.
Yeah, Germany was really great over there. I should have behaved myself. I could have probably stayed there.
Oh, dear. And Vietnam, not so pleasant, I'm sure. What was your job when you were in the Army?
Well, we got in there, and I got into a terminal service unloading ships and LSTs on the Saigon River. And we unloaded the 11th Cav when they came in on September 6, 1966. We unloaded all their equipment onto our dock there in our little port called Newport. We unloaded them, and then we unloaded ships down in Saigon. Other than that, then we'd get fired on at night. If we worked night, we'd get fired on in days, and they'd fire across the river at us. And so we weren't actually in the combat, but we always had to, take cover when things like that would happen.
Oh, definitely. Scary stuff there. Oh,
yeah.
Gosh. So it must be a little difficult then, to have that experience and then come back to the North Shore where a lot of us don't have a clue what that's like.
Yeah, right. Yeah, there was a lot of fighting going on all around us, of course, but we were kind of like a terminal service squad that I was in, that we just mainly unloaded LSTs at different army part. People were shipping in their equipment and that. We'd unload them there at that little place called Newport. So
okay. So tell us, what's an LST?
It's kind of like an open ship that carries equipment and stuff like down in the hole. I forget the name of the LST is what we call it.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, and, a lot of them are operated by Japanese personnel,
okay.
And we had one that would come in was operated by the U.S. Navy. So we like to see that one coming because they always fed us good. They always took us in the gallon and gave us, 13 mashed potatoes, gravy and that stuff. But the old Japanese ships, LSTs that come in, they'd feed us fish heads and rice.
Oh.
Yeah, that's all they had to eat, so we hardly ever ate with them.
Right, yes. And the weather's certainly different in Vietnam than here in the North Shore.
Oh, yeah. I have what they call a monsoon over there in the monsoon season, and it would rain like crazy, and then it would get hot and muggy, and you couldn't hardly rest or nothing, So you just sweat and then clear up, and then it rained again the next day, so it was pretty awesome.
And more recently you got together with some of the military folks that you had this camaraderie with. So how did you find out about Honor Flight and get involved?
Well, Orvis got a hold of me there at the Legion there a couple of times, and he wanted me to go for a couple of years, and I think Mike Place and Jack Haysbury and Munson went last year, so then he was still after me, and then I said, I finally decided I'd go, then and Arvid Dahl and Jim Corcoran decided they'd go too, so three of us from Portage went, so I went through Orvis, mainly Orvis Lunkey.
Orvis Lunkey, he's really been dedicated to this Honor Flight program.
Yeah, he's really good. He's really good too. He was our guide, so he was really great. Told us a lot of stuff, took us everywhere in Washington, and knew everything because he'd been there 9 years, I guess. So.
Yeah. So tell us now about the Honor Flight itself then. How does this work? You get your shirts to show your veterans, and you get on a plane, and it's an early morning flight, isn't it?
Yeah, we left out of Duluth there. We got to Duluth, had to be at the airport at 5 in the morning. Then we processed through the airport there, and then they fed us a little breakfast there, and we got on the plane, and it was an hour and 58-minute flight to Washington, and they fed us again on the way there. But the good part of it was when we got into Washington, D.C., I think Arvid and Jim and me were the first ones off the plane, and when we come into that airport, it was awesome. There was people all over just hollering and clapping, and we had a band going and shaking our hands, and it was just something. Mm-hmm. You couldn't hardly believe it what we were going through there. And it was all the way, right, all the whole airport, all the way through, people were clapping and shaking our hands and thanking us for our service. So it was really a trip there. It actually brought tears to your eyes.
Yeah. Very different, I'm guessing, because when you came home from Vietnam, there weren't any people cheering.
No. Yeah. A lot of people hollering at us at the airport in Oakland, California, when I got back.
Oh, okay. So this felt good. This felt good.
Yeah, this was good. Yeah, this was great. We really enjoyed it. So.
All right.
Yeah, so we toured the whole place all day, seeing everything, all the memorials and everything. And Tomb of the Unknown Soldier, we got to watch changing the guard there. And then we had a big lunch at the Women's Vietnam place. And then got back to the airport, and they fed us pizza again before we got on the plane. And then we boarded the plane at 8:15, I believe, our time. And we arrived back in Duluth at 10:35.
Wow.
Well, they fed us again on the way back.
And they fed you
plenty of food.
And they fed you real food, not that, what was it, what would you have had in Vietnam, sea rations?
Well, yeah, a lot of sea rations. And where I was stationed in Long Bend, what they call Long Bend. And we had a mess hall there, but by the time you got to eat your food, it was so covered with flies you couldn't eat it.
Oh.
It was all dehydrated food besides. And so the Mamasans that kind of worked in our tents that kept our laundry clean and our tents clean and everything, and used to bring a lot of stuff for us, like rice and everything. So we kind of ate most of that. But we had, at Tonce Nut Air Base, they had a RBJ company, a private company that was working around the area there, and they had a mess hall, and we could send a Jeep over there with a couple guys and pick up regular hamburger, cheeseburger. So that was good once in a while, yeah.
That was probably like heaven then.
Yeah, but then otherwise, when we were downtown, Benoit, we'd get a little time off, get down to Benoit, then we'd eat a lot of different kind of foods there, like monkey and snake and all that kind of stuff, water buffalo burgers. But otherwise, it was a lot of sea ration.
Oh, my
God. And I'll tell you, the other thing that was good there was Spam. You could get a can of Spam, you thought you had a steak. It was great.
Well, good. Well, I'm glad the Honor Flight fed you a little bit better, nothing too exotic and so forth. And coming into Duluth, then, was it pretty quiet when you came into Duluth?
Oh, no, there was a band playing there. People were shaking their hands, and they had a bagpipe band going. And downstairs, they had, when you come down the escalator, there was a peep, the whole place was full in the bottom. They were all screaming and hollering and clapping. And I didn't know all my family was there. I come down the escalator, and Donna was down below, and I stopped and talked to her. And she said, "Look over there." I said, "Holy cow, there, Mary, and all my kids and all my grandkids, and everybody was there, and my friends from Duluth to welcome us."
Fun.
And another thing on the plane, they have, you know, the person that was a spokesperson in their group there said, "You all had mail call when you're in the service?" Said, "Yeah," everybody said, yeah. "But we got mail call for you." So then they brought out these big packets, Forbes passed out ours. And there was letters in there from all my grandkids and everybody in them packets. Mm. That was really touching. So it was a great time, and it was beautiful.
So you would recommend, if there's some veterans sitting at home thinking, "I don't want to do this," what would you say to them?
I'd say do it, because I didn't want to do it for a long time. But when I finally done it, it was great. I wouldn't hesitate to do it again. Just something nice. And even when we were sitting, like, in the memorial place, we'd stop, take a break, you know, at the Green Memorial, Vietnam Memorial, where we took those pictures at the Vietnam Memorial. That's where that picture was taken from.
Wow.
There were five of us there.
Yes.
And everywhere we sat, there was school kids must have been on, you know, coming for their class trips to the monuments. But everywhere we sat, those kids all lined up and came by and shook our hands. thank us for our service, and it was really touching. Jim Corcoran commented, yeah, boy, this is something kids this young are really, you know, really thinking about, you know, thanking their servicemen now. And just about everywhere we went, and kids were all thanking us, shaking their hands. It was really something great. I enjoyed it.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much for talking to us, Butch. We've been speaking with Butch Deshaw of Grand Portage, a veteran and an Honor Flight participant. Anything else you think people should know about Honor Flight, Butch?
Well, if you get a chance to go, any veterans out there listening, take it, because it's beautiful. You'll never forget it.
Well, thanks again, Butch, for taking time to talk to us today.
Okay. Thank you for calling me.